We are so glad that you are with us wherever you are listening. In North Carolina, in South Carolina, in Texas and Florida and Georgia and all the places that we've heard from this week. Welcome to Michigan City. Cheer loud because your team is going to need it. The three guys working the game tonight, Christian Flores, Kevin Meixel, one of the best in the state, and Steve Tyler, the alternate, is Mike Emerson. Crown Point in home whites. They have red numbers and red trim. Up she goes, and the regional's underway. Warsaw wins the tip. We're in the southeast corner of the Wolves' Den, and Warsaw is headed to this end in the opening half. Bricker between the circles, threw it inside, threw a bad pass, taken away by Shaw. Shaw racing down the middle of the floor, spins around on Bricker. He'll jump shoot it from the foul line and miss it, and Bricker's got the rebound. Outlets to Gould. Gould back to the middle for Bricker. Up the near sideline to Martin. He's guarded by Shaw. One number 23 against another. Finlinson holding out near the center circle. One dribble, picks up his dribble. Needs help, and he throws it to Martin. Martin holding way out on the right. Now he'll put it on the floor, looks for a Jaeger screen. Gets it, but goes to the other side. He'll drive in, float one up, and hit. What a shot by Brant Martin over Shaw to put it in to make it 2-0 Tigers. Into the front court comes Rhodes. 5'8 sophomore, and they've got Martin on him. We'll find out what Jared thinks of that in just a second. Near side Svetic. They give him a little bit of space. Out to Rhodes. Rhodes back across for Swan. He'll dribble to the three-point arc. They leave him alone. He'll shoot an 18-footer, and he missed it. And Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker up ahead to Gould. Down to the far corner. Martin for three. It's in and out. And the rebound's grabbed by Svetic for Crown Point. I'll spell that for you at the first chance I get. Shaw, right wing. Biggest guy against the littlest guy. He'll take it in on Carson Gould, slip it inside to Rhodes. Rhodes will bring it outside the arc, and they reset. Svetic, S-V-E-T-I-C-H, Svetic. Crown Point with the ball, trailing 2-0. We played over a minute and a half. Shaw to the sideline. Now down to the baseline for Schofield, to the top for Rhodes. Rhodes will back it out against Gould, now to the far side for Dikembe Shaw. Ball knocked out of his hands. He'll pick it up, dribble once, then lob it out for Swan. Swan on the weave. Now they'll get it to Shaw, left of the key beyond the arc, and he'll back away from Gould. Now to Rhodes. It's a 1-3-1 half-court defense here by the Tigers. Right wing for Swan. Holding. Looking like teams we've seen lately. Gary confused. Shaw at the elbow. Fakes again. Shoots again. Missed that one. Jaeger, another rebound for the Tigers. 2-0 Warsaw. We played 2.5 minutes. Gould across the line to Finlinson, then back to Carson. Carson dribbling to the near side. Hands off in the weave to Martin, and he traveled. That'll be out of bounds to Crown Point.
Well, and you can see offensively, Crown Point very confused with how Warsaw's playing defense, as am I. They've got some different movements in this that's not normal with their 1-3-1.
Shaw at the left elbow with some space, backs down in on Carson Gould, fakes, off-balance shot is no good, tipped in the lane, and it's grabbed by Rhodes. They get a reload, out top, wide open, a three-pointer by Swan, in and out, rebound, back tapped out, they get another shot at it. Again, that is Schofield in there, back tapping it out. Rhodes left wing. Now he'll hand back to Swan, to Rhodes, outside the lane, Schofield. Back to Rhodes, left of the key, open for three, and that's good. His 16th three-pointer of the year gives Crown Point a 3-2 lead at 4:38 of the opening quarter.
Well, and Warsaw's doing a really good job of staying with Svetic no matter where he goes. They're going to allow guys to shoot threes, the ones that they want them to.
Bricker inside. Jaeger bobbled it, and it's knocked out of bounds by Crown. Oh, no, they're going to say, wait a minute. Wow, they're going to say it's out of bounds to Crown Point. Jaeger got his arm grabbed. That happened first, but they clearly hit the ball out of bounds. The official was on the other side of the lane. He did not have a good look at it. Bulldogs have the ball up 3-2. At the elbow, Shaw into the corner, open. Three on the way, and it's good. That's their super sub, Mason Darrell, who now has hit 19 three-pointers, and it's 6-2 in favor of the Bulldogs as we approach and pass the midpoint of quarter one. Bricker posts up to get it out on the wing. He's guarded by Darrell. Out to Gould. They run push down. They slip it inside Martin. A fall away 12-footer. Banks it in. Martin's got all four Tiger points early on, and it's 6-4.
Well, and that was a challenge shot. That was good defense by Crown Point, but Brandt was able to elevate and fall away a little bit to knock that down.
Mulaski's into the game. That's Seamus Mulaski. Three-pointer out at the top, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Warsaw. Bricker went to save it. It had already hit the line, thank goodness. And here comes Trey Davis into the game for Finlinson at 3:37 of the opening quarter. Crown Point with the lead. Warsaw with the ball. Tigers down by two.
If you're Warsaw, though, you still have to be happy with the shots that you're giving up. You're giving them up to the right guys, and Dikembe Shaw's had the ball in his hands a lot. You've got to be very active with your hands defensively with them, though.
They try push down again. It didn't work. Martin pops out the wing. He'll shoot one over Mulaski, and he hits again. This one a little 14-footer out on the left corner. Or tie for the first time in the game at 6-all, and Martin's got all 6 points. Kingston Rhodes, right corner for Svetich. Now he'll dribble to the top of the circle, hand back for Darrell. Svetich on the baseline against Jaeger. Drops it out top for Darrell to the baseline for Rhodes. Started up the baseline against Trey Davis and brings it all the way back out. Darrell open, straight out for a three. That's way wide. Tipped by Martin by Davis for the Tigers. Martin with the rebound. And then Bricker had his pass tipped away and taken away, and Bricker takes a foul to save a breakout. That's too long a pass when the guy that you're throwing it towards is looking.
Yeah, and if you can throw it, advance it early, that's a positive play because you're going to be able to get it up in transition. But when you have to wait even that, you know, second and a half, now you're telegraphing it. And right there, Luke just kind of threw it to the Crown Point Bulldogs.
Bulldog ball tied at 6. Svetich right side in the corner. Open is Darrell for 3, and that's good. 23-pointers on the season, 5 in this postseason. Crown Point back to lead 9-6. Far sideline to Martin. Martin looking inside. Now puts on the floor to the free throw line. The end of the corner, wide open. There's Drew Sullivan for 3. Air ball, tip to the corner, out of bounds, and it's going to be Crown Point basketball. Sullivan hit 2 of those in the Concord game in the first quarter, including one without a shoe.
I was getting ready to say he was too level right there. He needs to be a little more awkward with only one shoe on. That was about as much of an impressive shot as I've seen all year, being able to knock that down.
Rhodes across the line. Right side for Darrell, down to the corner for Shaw. Shaw, one dribble, picks it up across to Rhodes. He'll cut down to the corner. And Mulaski lost it, and we have a foul called against the Tigers. Foul called against Carson Gould. That's his first. And it's a shooting foul. Seamus Mulaski, 6'6 senior. Not a good free throw shooter, though. This is the guy to foul if you're going to foul. 11 of 42 for the season, and the first one's no good.
And that foul becomes a big one because Carson is your quarterback defensively. He's the most vocal person, and the defense they're playing, you've got to be really aware of who's behind you, and Carson's been kind of organizing that.
Mulaski shoots again. That one's no good. Bricker's got the rebound. 11 of 44 from the free throw line. That's 25%. Bricker on the weave, hands off to Davis from far side to near. Looking inside, nobody open. Sullivan hands back to Gould. Out to Bricker. He'll turn and shoot a 25-footer. That is off the mark. And the rebound to Shaw for Crown Point. He'll bring it up himself against Trey Davis. Now bounces down in deep. Mulaski. He'll turn and shoot from the right block and score. 11-6 Crown Point. A minute 35 left to play, opening period. Gould across the line. Bounces near the center circle for Trey Davis. Near side at the volleyball line for Sullivan. Now to Martin across to Bricker. Between the circles, Davis. Back to the near side for Sullivan, who'll jog it out. Now Carson Gould will run to him and get it. Bring it back to the far side. That's the left side as Warsaw looks to the basket. Off a screen, out at the top, finds a curling Bricker. Bricker sees some space, takes it down the lane, and scores. Luke's first two, with a minute to go, makes it 11-8 in transition. Svetich, left corner, one hands it across to Shaw. He'll shoot a three-pointer. That's off the rim, no good, and off the top of the backboard twice, but it didn't hit anything. Davis with the rebound. Warsaw's got the ball, trailing 11-8 with 40 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw looks like they're content to play for the last shot. And the Tigers will be on defense to start the second quarter. 30 seconds left. Mulaski not really interested in coming out too far. Clint Swan is putting his hand out, like just saying, stay where you're at. I think Mulaski's the kind that would like to go out and play. Drew out there. Martin in the center circle. Peeks back at one of the clocks at the far end, 10 seconds. Bounces it for Bricker, right of the key, at the arc. Kicks it out. Here's Gould for a 22-footer. Rimming no good. Trey Davis, the rebound. Back up and in. Trey Davis with his first points of the postseason. And Warsaw trails after one, 11-10 to Crown Point. We'll come back with quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.